This recording, Switzerland 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a supper private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for her work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for her beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah was a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her paw, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered her ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned course of treating might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I really like dancing. I do two different kinds. Once I go jazz, and the other time I do belly dance. My other hobbies are singing and playing the guitar. I'm also in a choir. I really like the film Intouchable because there are some really special it's my favorite movie because of the story. It's sad and funny at the same time. And there's a lot of tragic in it. Okay, also meine Hobbys sind Jazz dance und Buchtanz. Dann außerdem kann ich noch Gitarre spielen und singen. Also singen in einem Chor. Und mein Lieblingsfilm ist Intouchable, weil sehr viel so verschiedene Aspekte hat. Ich finde so gleichzeitig lustig und auch traurig. Und keine Ahnung.